Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clear the Screen podcast. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adme, and this is where anxiety ends and abundance begins. We're so excited to have Zanny Anderson Jarvis with us. Such a lovely soul when I met you, Zanny. So I'm so excited for you to share your story here with us today.
I'm super excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And just to introduce a little of your bio to the audience, Zanny, and then we'll have you share more. Zanny is a trauma-informed therapist, relationship coach, yoga teacher, and spiritual guide dedicated to helping people heal their past, reclaim their self-worth, and create deep, fulfilling relationships. She is also a hypnotherapist, an NLP master coach, a Reiki master, an astrologist, an Akashic Records channeler. She does breath work and is a power hot yoga teacher. So, Zanny, I love all the ways that you are now able to help others. However, it wasn't always that way. You came through your own journey where you needed to heal yourself in order to get to the place where you're at today. And I would love to have you go back and share your story from where you were over on Victim Island and the journey that has brought you to where you are now in Solution City.
Yes, thank you so much for that beautiful introduction, Melissa. And it's actually really crazy to think about. I started my journey on Victim Island, I guess you could say, about 10 years ago. I had my spiritual awakening a decade ago. So the timing of this podcast couldn't be any better. And yeah, bringing myself back 10 years ago, it was before I had really any awareness of trauma healing. I was in my 20s and definitely had a lot of conditioning from growing up in the South around people pleasing and being the good girl. And really just, I wasn't necessarily connected to my true authentic self. And because of that chameleon-like energy that I was engulfed in, just wanting to make everybody else happy, I felt really disconnected from myself and my true wants, needs, and desires. And so when I got out of a really bad breakup, I felt really devastated because I had experienced a very codependent pattern where I was very dependent on my partner at the time. And so then it was, you know, I became single and I was like, who am I? I really was having an identity crisis and I began to have suicidal thoughts and really fell into a deep depression. So I admitted myself into an outpatient mental hospital and that was the best thing for me that I could have ever done. Although at the time, it was a very, very dark moment. You know, I felt a lot of shame. I felt a lot of fear because I didn't know what was next. I didn't know when I was going to feel better. So I ended up going into the treatment facility and receiving so much help from other counselors, you know, at the time, psychiatrists, and also my peers, people that were in the same boat as me, you know, really experiencing a lot of upheaval in their lives. And I received so much support from that experience that I became inspired to become a mental health counselor myself. And so that was the beginning of
the way, right?
Yes, absolutely. I was like, I want to help people the way that I was helped.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I entered into grad school, and that program was about 2.5 years, and I received a master's degree in clinical mental health counseling, and I also started to awaken spiritually because I got my yoga teacher certification, and I started learning all about yoga, meditation, crystal healing, all the fun woo-woo stuff. Magnifying healing, Billy is very familiar with that energy healing technique. And so I really started to have this deep awakening around how, yes, the Western medical system can help, and also all of these Eastern traditions and ways of life, and, you know, learning about Buddhism and mindfulness and transcendental meditation, and all of these ways can really elevate our consciousness and our mental health. So I really was combining both worlds and seeing so much value in really allowing both of those ways of life to influence me. And eventually I decided to, after I graduated, I ended up working at a treatment center. So it became full circle.
Wow.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And so you were learning all of these Eastern modalities through your grad course, or were you doing that alongside your master's course?
Yeah, it was alongside of it. And what was really interesting is in my program, most of my colleagues at the time were of more of like the Western framework. And so I was bringing in this really unique perspective. Interestingly enough, now that I live in Hawaii, a lot of the West Coast definitely is familiar with that framework. But growing up in small town Georgia, I was talking about Reiki energy healing and people were like, what is that? You know, so I felt like a little bit ahead of my time to be learning about all these Eastern modalities in the South, especially. But yeah, I just remember feeling so grateful to have learned about both worlds. And then I took that into the treatment center, the Summit Wellness Group, where I started to work. And I was doing combo sessions of half Reiki energy healing and then half therapy. And I did that for a few years. I worked at that treatment center. And then I got called to Maui, Hawaii during COVID. And I say called because it felt like a deep initiation that I was not even aware of at the time. I had, as you well know, COVID was a very interesting time for the world. People were shifting their identities and were being inspired to completely change their lives. And I had a few friends move away from Georgia at the time. And so when one of my friends invited me to visit her in Maui, I decided to take the leap, and then I never looked back. So I ended up moving to Maui almost 5 years ago, and my healing journey continued once I got to Maui because I loved it so much. I ended up getting a job at Maui Recovery Center as a therapist and received a lot of really valuable experience working at that treatment center, and then also met some of my deepest friends that I still know today through that experience. It felt very karmic working at that center. It felt like it was definitely like a big pillar on my path. And I learned a lot about how to help people that have struggled with addiction. So even though that's not my, I would say it's not my niche anymore, I have a lot of experience working with people that have struggled with addiction, and that has been a part of my journey also. And so now, sort of fast forwarding, I have been in private practice for about 3 years, and I feel really, really grateful to have come across even more advanced levels of NLP, which for those of you that aren't aware that are listening, NLP stands for neuro-linguistic programming, and it helps to target the unconscious mind and really helps to reprogram behaviors and patterns that are no longer serving you. So it's really deep change work. And so this is the piece that I really want to emphasize that I'm at now, where therapy has been such a huge part of my path and identifying as a therapist. And it's really hard to change when you're not
addressing the unconscious mind, because the unconscious mind governs, you know, 90% of our behaviors. It's such a large chunk, right? So now these days, I more identify as an NLP coach, and I specifically help people that are experiencing anxious or avoidant behaviors or patterns in their relationship. And then I help them come into more secure love within themselves, so they're able to relate to people in a more authentic way that really speaks to their true essence. So coming full circle, right, where I was at the beginning, like more anxious, disconnected from myself, really, you know, struggling a lot with codependency and not knowing who I was, I now help people find their inner truth and help them really discover who they are so they can live their purpose and really trust themselves and, of course, have fulfilling relationships. And the most important relationship that anyone should have is the relationship to themselves.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Zanny, so much. I just love this whole, you know, circle of life that you kind of just took us through, this beautiful journey. And I love, like, you know, we hear this so much where, like, you know, we have lots of psychologists and doctors and, you know, people in the medical system, in, you know, the mental health system that are realizing what they've been doing is not working. And now you've discovered that it's because it's the unconscious mind that most people have not been addressing, right? How, why work with a little tiny little 10% when you have this beautiful 90% where really that's where everything really is? And so I want to ask you, you know, I know you're a master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, timeline therapy, which is, you know, Melissa and I's favorite. And that's what we really want to get out into the world, because again, it's about making space, getting releasing all the unresolved negative emotions and, you know, your limiting beliefs in order for you then, like you said, to find out, well, who am I again, right? Just rediscover who you are. And so I want to ask you, is that how is your life or your impact amplified now with not just how you operate yourself, but how you work with your clients now using the unconscious mind more than if when you were just using the conscious mind on its own?
Yeah, absolutely. So I offer NLP breakthrough sessions packages. They are really able to get at the root of whatever problem someone is experiencing. And the NLP techniques, as you well know, are so powerful, including timeline therapy, sort of being like the big mama,
the big guns
technique that we use, which is unbelievably transformative. And when I know you've shared this before, Billy, but when I learned that in order to really clear trauma, you have to get the learnings and you don't have to talk about it.
Right.
Mind blown.
I know.
Right? Completely mind blown. And so now, I mean, I will, especially, you know, if it's a problem that I'm experiencing and, you know, I can't figure it out, I'm like, okay, it's going to be all right. I know I'm going to receive incredible learnings. How fast can I get these learnings?
Yeah, which is happening for me. That's the question we ask on Solution City instead of why is this happening to me? Right?
And yeah,
exactly where the learnings come. Well, you're supposed to learn something here.
Exactly. And I feel like that has been such a huge shift for me in this move from Victim Island to Solution City, is even recognizing, and I know Melissa has spoken to this too, we may visit Victim Island from time to time. We might just like go over there. We might hang out there for a couple hours, you know, maybe like get a little snack. We're over there visiting, but we don't want to stay there, right? We want to make sure that we stay empowered, we stay connected to ourselves, and recognize that we have resources. And when you remember that, then our visits over to Victim Island are shorter and we can come back over to Solution City. And really being at cause, I think, is just, it is life-changing when you're at cause, because it doesn't matter what happens. you know you're going to be okay, and you can trust that whatever is happening, it's happening for you. And especially when you do these NLP trainings, there is a plethora of techniques that you can use. So it's really empowering.
It's absolutely empowering. And I love that you shared that. And especially given your background, you know, trained as a mental health counselor in the traditional ways of dealing with mental health, which is talking about it. And so for someone with your training and your experience to be mind blown by what timeline therapy offers is so powerful, because, you know, Billy and I know how powerful it is. We want to make it a household name. However, it means so much more to the listener when it comes to someone who works in the mental health industry and is mind blown by what this has to offer and uses it for self. And I love that you're sharing your story and sharing that, you know, when things are off, you know, you'll ask, okay, how is this happening for me? And what do I need to learn? And what are the learnings in a timeline therapy session? Because this work always is for self. And we never stop learning. And as you said, we can end up on Victim Island and we can choose to go back to Solution City as soon as we want when we have these tools. So thank you for sharing all of that and letting the world know that just because we learn this doesn't make our life all unicorns and roses forevermore. You know, that would be boring after a while. We're still going to be learning. Life's still going to, you know, throw us a curveball, and we have the tools to come back over to Solution City so much more quickly. So as you share about this and as you think of your journey, Zanny, was there one moment or breakthrough during this work where you truly felt your identity shift, where something literally clicked at the unconscious level for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think a memory that really stands out to me, I mean, it's kind of an accumulation, but this idea of really embodying what it means to be at cause. I think before I cognitively knew what it means to be at cause, I understood what it meant
logically,
but fully live it in your neurology and your body. That is the breakthrough that I received this year. And I think it was truly because I led my first retreat this year.
Yeah.
And along the way, I led, you know, several different workshops throughout the year. And I really put myself out there as an event leader and space holder in a super vulnerable way. I lead workshops and retreats out of my home. And sometimes I would have a full crowd. I would market it. A ton of people would show up. I've had times where I put it out there, no one would show up. And like, there were times where I was like, what did I do wrong? Like, what's going on? How, like, you know, going into that story. And now I'm really able to see, like, oh, well, maybe it's not failure. It's just feedback. How can I refine this? How can I just keep going, right? And not take it personally and not say, oh, it's, you know, my rejection and, you know, woe is me. It's like when you have the mindset that you're helping the planet and that you want to make an impact, you're able to let your ego go to the side and you're able to just say, how can I serve? Okay, great. No one came. Amazing. Let's try again. Having that resilience to know that whatever I'm providing is going to help people, and knowing that, yeah, they're going to have some successes and some that maybe like you're not so proud of, and having the tenacity to keep going anyway, that is, as an entrepreneur, I think being a cause, because you know that you're not going to give up because you believe in your purpose and you believe in your vision and you stay driven no matter what.
I love that. Wow. I mean, Zanny, since I met you last year, and I know you went through a massive breakthrough through the training a few months ago, I can see the difference in you. And that's the other thing I love about this work is it's like, it doesn't have to take long. right? And that's the other programming where, you know, especially being a mental health counselor, where people say, I need to go to therapy for years and years and years to talk about it, to actually, you know, heal it. And we know now that when you actually talk about it, you don't heal it. All you do is maybe move it around and, you know, create some awareness around it. However, it doesn't actually release it. So, I mean, congratulations, first of all, because as Melissa and I being trainers of this work, this is one of the best, you know, we say, like, I can't believe we get to do this as our job, that we get to witness people coming into their power again, right? That's why we say we're an empowerment school, because that's all it is. We've just forgotten our power. As you said, it's just a remembering. We've just forgotten who we are. We've forgotten the power that we have. And then when you find that, then, as you said, it's service, right? We're not selling anything. We're serving humanity. That was the whole purpose of us being here, is to learn some things, one hand up, one hand down, right? We're always learning, and then we're teaching others and bringing us with us. So I want to ask you, what does amplify your impact mean to you? Because I know you're out there doing some beautiful work, but what does that actually mean to you personally?
I feel like for me personally, if I could really just sum it up, it's expanding the consciousness of the planet.
Yeah.
And the way that I feel like I specifically do that is it's radiating from my heart outward, right? Like being authentic, really showing kindness and inspiring people that change doesn't have to be hard, and it doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be scary, right? Because, you know, I feel like there's almost like a saying, like, change is scary. And it's like, well, what if it wasn't?
Right.
What if it was amazing, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like the therapeutic background helps me to show empathy and to learn how to reflect and to others and have that those great listening skills and to be able to validate people's experiences and create awareness. And I think that that's a really good foundation and really good first step. I think that NLP work, it takes it up a notch, because then it's like, okay, well, great. Like, that's amazing that you've provided empathy and then that person trusts you and you have good rapport. Now, how do we actually help this person change their life? Like, that's the transformational work. And so for me, I feel like if I can help, you know, and I say women, I'm also open to helping men too, but I do mostly work with women, but empower people to, again, have that deep connection to themselves, really heal whatever trauma that they've had in the past, because we all have it, and to really recognize that they have the tools to have secure, fulfilling, healthy, really beautiful relationships. And I think a lot of people, they feel jaded or they've had traumatic experiences in the past or that's prevented them from connecting with others. And they may have those anxious or avoidant patterns and behaviors. And they think, well, oh, that's just me. That's just who I am. And just telling them, like, hey, like, you can actually change this and you can get the result that you want. So you can have secure, happy, healthy relationships. And I think I've seen some sort of statistic, but it's basically like a huge piece of what people think about, like, before they pass away is, it's like, what are they thinking about on their deathbed? They're thinking about the quality of the relationships, truly. It's like one of the main pillars that someone would look back on their life and like, okay, like, how, you know, did I have a good life? They would be about their relationships. So I feel like it's so important and I want to make an impact in that way.
That's so beautiful. And you're so right. And the programming is out there that this is our mind and it's our conscious mind. It's 10%. This is who we are. We can't change it. And through the tools of NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, we know that that isn't true. And none of this is taught in the school system. And so many people are just completely unaware and they just, you know, run with the program. And, you know, when you went through school, you likely had that same program too, as did I. And it's not until you get into this work when you realize, oh my goodness, the neuroplasticity of the brain doesn't just relate to, you know, the ability to learn something new. It also allows us to go back and reprogram what is no longer serving us, because that program was installed as a, you know, when we were somewhere between the age of 0 to 7, and our inner 5-year-old is not qualified to run our adult life. And we can reprogram that. And most people don't know that. So again, I love that this is your mission to let people know that, and that they can, first off, have a wonderful, loving relationship with themselves. And that's where it starts. And from there, they can go out into the world as you do, their authentic self, from a place of love and kindness. And that energy level is going to attract in, you know, their ideal partner. And in order to do that, we have to first heal ourselves and fall in love with ourselves. So this is such powerful work that you're doing, Zanny. I absolutely love it. And congratulations to your younger self that was open to exploring this when everyone else in Georgia was like, what? What is that? And, you know, just again, in the programming of Western medicine, and you allowed yourself to explore it and even then expand your ability to help people. So if the listeners would like to get hold of you, learn more about your work, perhaps work with you, can you please share with us how people can get hold of you? And we'll put all of that in the show notes.
Yes, absolutely. So my website is zannyanderson.com. If you'd like to book a session with me, or if you would like to do an NLP breakthrough package, you can book online there. And you can also read about my services and my story. My Facebook is Zanny Anderson Jarvis, and my Instagram handle is @Zan_Anderson_Jarvis.
Awesome.
Perfect. We will put all of that into the show notes for listeners so that they can easily find you. And as we end this episode, and thank you so much for sharing your story, bringing this to light. And as I said earlier, I particularly appreciate your educational and career background and the shift that you have made yourself, moving from what was taught as conscious work into this unconscious work, which is so powerful and gentle. Do you have any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience?
I just am really grateful to have gotten to share my story here today. And I feel like something that I want to add to this is a big part of my healing journey has been healing my feminine energy and my ability to receive. And so something that I'm also really passionate about is cyclical living and sharing about how we can honor our bodies and honor our cycles, and how we can make such amazing aligned decisions from that place. And so if any woman is listening to this and maybe you've been feeling burned out or stressed or overworked, and you feel like you've been in that go, go, go energy, and you feel like you've been more in your masculine, I also have been on that journey to come back home to myself and really honor my feminine. And it's been such a deep gift to really learn that. So if anybody out there is listening and they're on that journey, I'm more than happy to support you.
I love that. And you know, well, full well that I've been on this similar journey, and, you know, getting out of being a police officer, being in masculine energy a lot. And you know, what we realize is that there needs to be a balance, right? It's not that we don't want masculine. We need to have the masculine energy because that's what gets stuff done. And it's the woman, you know, feminine energy is the being. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I feel lots of feminine energy off of you. And you exude love and you exude compassion and kindness. So we're so excited for everything that you're, you know, this path that you're on. I know we are going to be collaborating a lot more in the future. And, you know, we're here just to amplify impact in the world. So thank you so much for being here, Zanny. We're so excited for your mission and joining missions, and really at the end of the day, helping humanity.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I'm super grateful to have taken the Master Prac training with you guys and to be a part of Amplify Impact. It's such a gift. And I really love what you guys are creating. I feel really honored to be a part of it.
Thank you so much, Vanny. And thank you to our audience for tuning in each and every week. If this episode resonated with you, if you know someone else that needs to hear it, please share it with them. And please reach out to Zanny, because let's face it, we've all had some kind of trauma in our life, and she has so much wisdom, so many tools under her belt. I didn't read her whole bio. It is in the show notes, and please reach out to her. If you're enjoying the content in our Clear the Screen podcast, you might like to go deeper and learn about timeline therapy in our Karma Code training.
We love timeline therapy because this is one of the most powerful modalities in the world, and it allows you to release trauma at the root without actually talking about the trauma. And we do this through the five pillars of the Karma Code.
The first one is knowledge. Understanding your mind.
Number two is awareness, identifying your timeline.
And number three is release, clearing the emotional charge.
And then number four is mastery, reprogramming your identity.
Number five is alignment, creating your future.
And then you get a bonus. You get to actually experience a full timeline therapy session and experience your own breakthrough in our Timeline Therapy Clinic.
So if you would like to take your life to the next level, release the bag of rocks you've been carrying around, click the link below in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.